You are tuned into FM 90.3 WJTL. It's Chandler Moore. God, I'm just grateful. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. 7:20 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Weather-wise today, seeing sunny skies, hot with a high of 94. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 71. Your winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, hot with a high of 99. Right now, 67 degrees here and sunny.
This morning, we welcome back our very special guest. It's Ashley Zimmerman. She's the marketing director over at Catalyst Christian School. Ashley, good morning again.
Good morning.
So Catalyst is a new name. This was formerly LAMS. Tell us a little bit about why the school is calling themselves Catalyst now.
We decided we wanted a name that better encompassed who we were all along. So I think I said earlier, like, it's like coming home. Like, this is who we are. We didn't change who we are. We just got a name that better represents it. One that isn't limiting our location and our school, our denomination, but one that is more who we are.
Totally. Back to school. It's not a fun topic, but you guys make it fun. There's a lot to look forward to. Is registration open for families? Are there still spots?
There are still spots. There are some that are close to wait lists, but we do have spots for people. We would love to get you settled in and ready to go for this next school year.
That's a big deal. Now, as a parent of students who go to Catalyst, you highly recommend this school for parents. Is there a reason for that? Why do you think you love it so much as a parent?
I feel like it is a community, a family. It's a village. It is somebody that I can count on. When we're training our kids up, you need more than just yourself as a parent. Like, you need other people that you can trust. And the school is just that. Like, the students, the teachers, faculty, they're all there going after the same thing you are, the same heart for your child, for Christ.
I love it. And I love who they're raising up. You told us a story off air about your six-year-old son. Do I have that correct?
Yep.
Who knew a Bible story.
He knew a Bible story from school, and he overheard somebody talking about it, and he pulled me aside and said, "Mom, they're not telling that right. My teacher told me that whole story," and he corrected the story for me. And it was just really cool to see that it's summer. His heart isn't like in the things he was learning, and yet that Bible story stuck, and he could correct it and speak life into it.
I love that. They're raising educators, right?
Yes, they are.
You even said last break, like, I love that my kids get to come home and teach me things.
100%.
And where else do you find
that? You don't find that anywhere. Like, that's just a really cool thing that you can count on them learning something that's going to stick, and they can come home and talk to you about it.
Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Is there a website that folks can check out if they want to get more information and maybe even register?
Yeah, catalystchristianschool.org. We'll get you all the things you need. It'll get you phone numbers, emails. We would love to show you around.
Cool. Well, let's talk about the excitement of the upcoming fall semester. Illumin, it's a new event that you guys are doing. Tell us all about it.
Yes, it's a brand new event. We want to launch it this year for the first time, and our featured speaker is New York Times bestselling author Bob Goff, founder of Love Inc., and we get to bring the community in. It's at Foundry 48 in Lititz.
Okay.
You can come at 5:30 for hors d'oeuvres, and then dinner's at 6:30, but then it's a night of fellowship and just a refueling of your faith and just being encouraged in that way. Like, we just want people to come and feel like they're leaving with a better understanding of the Lord.
That's amazing. In the meantime, like, do folks have an opportunity to maybe tour the school or find out more off
the website? Yes. You can talk to our admissions director, Julie Nightingale. She would love to give you a tour, especially now as classrooms are being put together and you can kind of really feel like your kid is in there. I know it feels weird to have a tour in the summer, but it's kind of quiet because you can actually see all the things without the students buzzing around.
Exactly. If folks want to get more information about Illumin or maybe schedule a tour, do anything, that can all be found at your website?
Yep, all on our website, catalystchristianschool.org.
I love it.
And we'd be happy to help you from there.
Ashley, what is your favorite part about working at Catalyst?
That I get to showcase what I love so much. Like, I got this job because I believe in the school. My kids go there. Like, it truly impacts our family and from there, the community. And I just love to talk about it.
Yeah, I love that. And I love your heart, and I love the heart of the school. You said summer hours are ending. You're going to be in the thick of it in about 2 weeks.
Yep,
Any fun plans in the meantime?
We're going to go upstate and check out the New England states as a family with another family. So it's going to be a little bit crazy. But
two families
in one van.
But that'll be a blast.
Summer memories.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of Bible stories, I'm sure.
And
if you say anything wrong, your son is definitely going to know.
He's going to correct me. Yep.
Well, it sounds like a blast. If folks want to get more information, you can check that out online, catalystchristianschool.org. Ashley, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's always
a pleasure. Absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your summer. We are diving right back to the music with For King and Country. Here's Amen right here, FM 90.3, WJTL. Good morning.